This is Bird Note. 200 years ago, on an African expedition with his uncle, the young French ornithologist Jules Verreaux noticed that turricos had a hard time flying when they were wet. Turricos are silky-plumed, crested birds with exotic green, red, and blue plumage. So the young explorer grabbed one of these wet, grounded birds by the wing, only to find that it stained his hand blood red. He tried it with three more wet turricos, the same result. This mysterious pigment caught the interest of Verreaux's contemporaries, who experimented by dyeing paper with the beautiful rose-red liquid. And European cosmetics makers were enchanted. They hoped to produce a turaco solution that they could sell as blush. Unfortunately for them, their commercial dream died when chemists discovered that the pigment was soluble only in alkali solutions. It turns out that when he touched the wet birds, Verreaux must have had soap on his hands. As for the widespread notion that the brilliant red of the turaco's wing feathers is washed out in heavy rain, the authoritative Handbook of the Birds of the World describes it as a long-perpetuated fallacy. And so, turricos still fly unmolested in all their glory through the woodlands and savanna of sub-Saharan Africa. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.